Good morning, it's Mark Vo. Welcome to this Sunday morning edition of Community Conversations. Talking a little history today, Dudley history with the Black Tavern, built in 1804. And in the studio with me today is Chuck Squire. He's like the public relations person for the Black Tavern. Ed Bazinet, he is the chairman of the Dudley Historical Society and a historian and live-in caretaker of the Black Tavern, Bob Ducharme. Also in with me today, you know I love history. We've promoted history on the show for many years now, over 10 years. Today, there's some living history right now. Our own backyard in Dudley. And we're going to find out all about it today and how you can get involved with the Black Tavern, learn some stuff, and experience the history that is the Black Tavern in Dudley. Chuck Squire, we're going to start with you today, sir. Thank you for coming in so bright and early on a Sunday morning. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome.
You brought two great gentlemen with you today. You and I spoke on the phone just a couple of weeks back, and we were talking about, would this make a good show? And I think it would because of the historical significance and plus the fact it's history in Dudley. So you've got quite an interesting place that you're promoting here.
Well, yeah, it is. It's not a tavern. I should point out it's not a working tavern. You can't go there and buy drink. But you can go on occasion. We have open house type things. It's everything that we do there is free to the public. And if you wanted to come out sometime during one of our open houses, you can take a tour. There are guides that will guide you through the house itself. And it's actually a museum.
That's good. I actually just did a bunch of work with Preservation Worcester here. And they do some great work preserving historical buildings. And I did their audio walking tour. I've promoted them for years and years and years on this show. So I'm glad you guys came in today because this is kind of right up my alley. If you forget history, you're doomed to repeat it. Everybody has heard that statement. If you get to relive history, it's all the better for you and society, I think, because it gives you a much better appreciation from where we were to where we are today. And how cool is it to walk into a building as the Black Tavern is, Chuck? So this is some great work that you're doing with this and promoting this building.
Well, I was asked to help with the public relations for the society. It is the Black Tavern Historical Society of Dudley. We are basically there preserving and refurbishing the tavern. As a historical, as I mentioned, a museum type of thing.
Now, how many people in Dudley don't even know this exists? Because I'm sure you guys run into it a lot. There's 8 million people that don't know that this place exists and it's right in their own backyard. Isn't that always the way it seems to work out?
It does, and that's kind of the reason that we're here today.
Exactly, yeah. Why you're here today. So I'm glad. Where is it exactly located in Dudley?
It's right on top of what they call Dudley Hill.
Okay.
Across the street is the Congregational Church and Nichols College. And the Grange, okay. The Dudley Grange.
Now, have you partnered with Nichols College on anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, periodically. Actually, Nichols College had ownership of the barn at one point, and they turned it into dormitories. We have since stripped out the dormitories and mm-hmm. made it back into a barn, refurbished the whole inside and out. It's quite interesting to see that, but it's also something that we utilize for meetings. People, mm-hmm. Nichols College still has some meetings over there.
Good.
They utilize the interior of the tavern itself. Some beautiful fireplace rooms in there for having a meeting.
How big is it?
Well, there are three buildings.
Okay.
Two of them are connected physically, and one is connected by a walkway. It's the barn, what we refer to as the barn. Mm-hmm. Again, refurbished. There's an annex, and there's a wood shop in the annex and some working space. And then there's the Black Tavern itself. It's two-story, colonial. It used to be called Healy's Inn, as a matter of fact. It was built by Hezekiah Healy. And it was Healy's Inn for a while, and then it became later on the Black Tavern.
Just fascinates me, and I know it fascinates all three of you gentlemen, because if it didn't, you wouldn't be here talking about it today.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Chuck, is we're going to come back. I'm going to wrap it up with you. I want to move on to Ed, and then we'll get to Bob. Ed Bazinet, he is the chairman of the Dudley Historical Commission Society. And Ed, this is a treasure that you have right here in Dudley right now. You have it here, probably one of the centerpieces of your work being on the Historical Commission in Dudley.
Absolutely. And our concern is we lose one historical structure almost every year now in the
yeah.
town. And we're trying to get people's awareness that these buildings have worth. They're worth renovating. They're certainly worth learning about who lived there and what their role was in the building of the town. And the tavern itself, I mean, it sits as we said, across from the church, next to the Grange mm-hmm. and Nichols College. So you had not only a religious and an educational and an agricultural aspect, you had a social piece, and that's where this was.
Absolutely. And it configures beautifully into that time period, because what did you need back then? You needed religion.
Yep.
You needed agricultural, and you needed a place for people to socialize. I mean, it was pretty – people think, well, it was such a simple life back then. It truly wasn't simple when you have to get up in the middle of a snowstorm and take care of what you need to take care of so that you and your family and the townspeople can survive. So, you know, when you look at it in that text, maybe technology wasn't where it is today, obviously, but it wasn't anything but a simple life back then, I would imagine.
No. And the interesting thing is the tavern was the stagecoach stop. So if you wanted to go to Boston, Hartford, Boston, New York, you were going to stop there.
Right.
They change out the horses. You might stay overnight. We have every year the third grade students in the town come through for an all-day tour. And they're fascinated to think that they could have stayed there. Of course, they wouldn't have gotten there in a nice, bright yellow bus.
Yeah. That's for sure.
And once we explain the sleeping arrangements, which is guys in one room, gals in another, yeah. They're not real excited about that. But it gives them a chance to see the building in a different light.
Right.
And recently we've been refurbishing, trying to get back to what we think were probably original colors and furniture. So that when you do come in and you take a step to your left, you're in the tap room and you go, oh, my goodness, there are bars over the bar.
Yeah.
That's where the bar came from. That would have been the guys' room. And if you take a step to the right, that's our meeting room. That would have been the ladies' parlor. And then the one they like the best is the hearth room. Huge fireplace. Very welcoming. When Bob's in there and he's got those fires going, everybody goes right there.
It's amazing that you say that, because just before we came on the air, I was talking about the historical piece of property that I was trying to restore in Gardner, which was the old Victorian mansion in South Gardner, and it was 7 years into that project. But when you started mentioning that the gentlemen went into one room, the ladies went into the ladies' parlor, that's the way it was, and people forget that. There was no socializing, really, a whole lot. When you had a big dinner party, the ladies would retire to one room, the gentlemen would retire to the other room. It was pretty cut and dry on how the social impact of that type of situation was set up back in the early 1800s.
Yeah, I think when people rent the space, and we do allow rentals, so we have small weddings, birthday parties, showers, those kinds of events, you know, 40, 50 people or so, they find that it's so homey to them, so easy and comfortable. One, they don't want to leave.
Yeah, right.
Okay, your time's up, folks.
You got to go.
But and they come back, and we have a big wide porch on the front.
Mm-hmm.
So in good weather, you're outside along there. We have beautiful gardens in the back. And somebody renting it then gets the entire property. And it's just a lovely experience, something you can't get anywhere else in that town.
No, you might not be able to get it anywhere else in New England, because it is it is special to the town of Dudley, and there's not another place like it. And that's one of the things about architecture, especially back then. Everything was a little bit different. You didn't have that cookie cutter Pleasant Valley Sunday. Every house looks the same down the same lane. And, you know, it was all everything had its own pride and craftsmanship back then. I mean, that's one of the reasons why the building's still around. Not only the work that you're doing to preserve it, but because quality was number one back then, and how they built things just mesmerizes me on how that building could probably outlast the new building that they're putting up across the street from the radio stations right here, right now.
Yeah, when you go down into the cellar area and you can see the massive base for the fireplaces, you know, magnificent stonework, you don't get that today.
No, you don't. They
would just pour a slab somewhere and that would be it.
Let it be, you know. Well, they're putting up the panels in the tunnels with glue, you know, in Boston. So there you go. I mean, that would never have been allowed back in the day. That's for sure. This is obviously a labor of love for you guys and anybody else who's involved with it in the town. I know you have a lot of volunteers that come in and try and help you out.
We do. Usually Thursday mornings we put an email out, which is a nice modern
beautiful
twist.
Yeah, sure.
Come on out for a work party. So we might get a dozen people out, give them an assignment. Bob and I will go over a list and say, okay, we got painters and we got other people to do cleanup, you know, wherever they have to go. And then that's followed by coffee and cake and sharing of and enjoying the building.
That's how I got a lot of my work done. The guys across the street at the South Garden Hotel would come over after a couple of pops, and they grab a paintbrush, because when you do something like that, you take a certain pride in it. It's not like painting your garage at your house right now. Believe me, it's completely different, because then you can come back and say, you know what? That's an historical property. I painted that trim right there. That was me. And you take pride in that. And still to this day, I hear stories like, I remember when I painted that trim on the house. People take a lot of pride in it, and it's something you'll never forget.
And we like finding out as you're scraping, oh, here's a color that we hadn't seen.
Yeah.
Wouldn't this be nice? And that's pretty much how we choose how we're going back to our colors. And it's an ongoing process. Hezekiah, who built it, was a pretty good craftsman. In fact, he could have made your cherry coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And we have his bill of sale for a coffin he made. And he hauled the corpse to the graveyard and dug the grave and interred the guy. Fascinating little bill we got at the Antiquarian Society one day by just kind of poking around, and that was a fun one to find.
It's almost like a mystery every day, too. I'm sure going through this restoration process, you might have found maybe an old coin or something stuck in the woodwork, or, you know, some fascinating little tidbit of history that was placed there when the work was done originally.
They did a nice job. They picked this building up in about 83 and took 6 or 7 years to get it back to shape before they could even open it to the public. And when, it was very nice because anytime they found wallpaper or stenciling, they saved it. And you can actually get now in the rooms a sense of the stenciling that was there. We just put a piece of plastic over that so that will never be touched. And then we replicate the stencil in the bright colors of the day.
Of the day, sure. Obviously, I mean, as time wears on, colors start to fade. But, you know, it doesn't take much of an imagination if you doing it exactly the right way. There's the original. This is what it would have looked like. Boom, there you have it. It's bringing history back to life. I want to talk to Bob, because Bob's living there right now, which is an amazing thing. I want to find out how that happened. And then we're going to go back to Chuck and Ed. If we have a couple more minutes, I want to come back and talk to you. Is there anything you want to say before we go over to Bob? Because I know that you're trying to recruit people to maybe help you out with this project and going forward. And again, this is a living, breathing museum here. You're going to need help going forward throughout the next couple of decades and beyond that as well.
Yeah, they can go to our website, actually, and take a peek at us. And just if you punch in the Black Tavern Dudley, it'll
come
up.
Right
and,
up.
You know, have a good time looking at the pictures.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being here today. This will not be your last time in, because I want to keep up with this project and go forward as you guys go forward as well. I would actually, before you come in the next time, I want to get down there and see this place.
Great.
Because that would give me a better idea on how I'm able to present it on the air here. So thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
We're pleased to be here.
All right. Joining us this morning in regard to the Black Tavern in Dudley is Bob Ducharme. Bob, you're not only an historian, but you're living at the Black Tavern. You're a living caretaker historian. How cool is that?
It is cool. It is living a dream. I like to tell people that I feel like I've died and gone to heaven. I'm a retired woodworking teacher, but history is my passion. And part of that history came about as a fact that I'm a Civil War reenactor.
Mm-hmm.
And I was brought to the tavern with a program that they asked me to speak at the tavern, and one thing led to another, and I became deeply involved at the tavern and its workings. And I had an opportunity about 2 years ago to literally sell my home and move to the tavern. And I'm basically living a dream right now.
Yeah, you sure are. And but it's a necessity too, I would think. Again, this is an historical property, has a lot of provenance, has a lot of historical significance, especially in the town of Dudley. And you would want somebody there, because you and I both know, Bob, if you let say you closed down in, I don't know, November and didn't open up again until maybe April or May, you've got that whole long winter to go through without anybody doing anything to it. And that's where you're going to run into problems, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, the other thing, it affords us an opportunity as part of our fundraising program. We make the tavern available to different groups, and we actually rent the tavern out for weddings and birthdays and whatnot. And we also make it available to nonprofit groups. For an example, almost monthly, a Boy Scout group comes in, and they have an Eagle Scout Board of Honor review, and we make it available for a selectman's meeting each year. So we're also bringing in local townspeople into the tavern and making it available. Ed alluded to earlier, each year we bus every single third grader up to the tavern, take them through the tavern, and they reciprocate. They have what they call a Pennies for History drive in school, and over the last 10 years they've raised nearly $10,000 in pennies.
Really?
And we've taken much of that money and put it into the restoration of the barn. They've literally purchased all the wood that we need for that restoration.
Any help from the state at all in preserving this, or this is pretty much a solo project for you guys, is what I'm getting at, right?
It is pretty much a solo project, but the last few years we've been working on writing grants, and last year we were very fortunate in receiving a grant from the Malzahn Humanities Trust, and we received a $20,000 grant, which helped us nearly complete the work that we're doing on the barn.
When you walk through there, and you're there every day and every night, you walk through there, I mean, even though you've been there, how many years have you actually been
It'll
living?
It was 2 years last Thanksgiving.
All right, so 2 years. But you're never at a shortage of saying, you know what? That piece over there in the corner, you know, I'm going to do a little bit more historical research on that and see if I can even make it more authentic than what it is, or maybe if I can find a piece that is from the time period. I mean, that's got to be 24/7 for you. You're always doing that, aren't you?
It is.
I can tell.
Because I always have somebody like Ed suggesting something that we might need. But one of the things that is great is when I first came in, because when we rented out, we need tables available. And when I first came in, we had basically there were banquet tables and things of that nature. So when we finished completing the siding on the barn and the flooring on the barn, we had some leftover material. So being a retired woodworking teacher, I started building tavern tables and whatnot. And just recently I built a hutch. Now I'm talking about maybe building a pie safe for the hearth room. So what we're trying to do is to make it more historically appropriate. Well, I think of it, one of the things that you asked Ed earlier about were there things that we're finding in the tavern.
Right.
And it was interesting, a brief history of the tavern. The tavern was built in 1804 by a guy named Hezekiah Healy. And basically it stayed in the family up until around 1945. And at that time, the last living member of the family sold it to Nichols College. And Nichols College used the tavern basically as a guest house, and for a while it was a residence hall, a dormitory, and they converted the original barn to a dormitory as well. And then around 1980, it became a financial drain to the college, and their plans were to tear the tavern down. And a group of historically minded people got together, some of them actually descendants of the original members of the tavern, got together and then negotiated with the college. And it took them maybe 3 years of negotiations. But finally, they were able to purchase it for a dollar. And at that time, it took them nearly 7 years, but they restored it. And I've seen photographs of the original restoration. It just boggles my mind what they did, because of the fact that many of these people were elderly. They were basically the nucleus of the group was 470-year-old men. And, of course, they restored the tavern. And what's happened is over the last 20, 25 years, of course, now these people have either passed or they're really elderly. And what's happened is a new younger group like myself and Ed and Chuck have come in, because I'm a young 68 years old, but we've come in, and basically what's happened over the last few years is that it's started to deteriorate again.
Yeah.
And what we're doing is upgrading, because we've gone through and virtually every room on the first floor had wallpaper in it, which would not have been appropriate to that period because it was a farmhouse.
Sure.
So what we've done is stripped the wallpaper, and Ed's kind of our visionary. So Ed said, I think it should be this color. And so we're finding a lot of things like that. But one of the interesting things that I started to mention was when they were doing this research, they found out that there was a cottage industry in Dudley at the time, and they were going to raise silkworms. So there were a lot of mulberry trees on the hill. And when they tore the walls apart, they found a lot of silkworm cocoons in the walls.
Really?
And now I'm writing a history of the tavern, and it's interesting to find it. I just recently found it. The last living member at the tavern was talking about his aunt, and she used to have silkworms all over the house. So it's interesting because you're starting to see some of that.
So you start to see that, sure, absolutely. Yeah. Historical references, as far as photographs go, not exactly abundant, I would think, because back then, photography really wasn't nearly what it is today, but certainly just starting to come into the forefront, maybe. Are there a lot of historical documents that you might be able to find or sketches or drawings?
It's interesting that you mention that because, of course, I got involved with the tavern because of my interest in the Civil War.
Sure.
And just recently I found out that there were 4 Civil War soldiers that are born and lived there.
Really?
So I've started to do some research on them, and then at one point descendants who now live in California sent us 50 Civil War letters that I've transcribed, and I've made them available on our website. But in transcribing the letters, they were writing about different soldiers. So I started contacting members of the family, and I've since been able to find photographs of most of the people that lived in the house. So I have one room that's dedicated in the tavern. It's just dedicated to the family history. And we can actually see photographs of of when the front porch was put on and when the barn used to be used as a barn.
Sure.
And then all individual members of the family. So from the standpoint of a researcher, especially a Civil War researcher, it's really cool. And one of the most frequently asked questions, you alluded to it earlier, is people come in and invariably will always ask me, are there any ghosts here?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm disappointed that there aren't, because I'd love to see and meet one of these guys. But from the standpoint of somebody that's really interested in the Civil War, and that's my focus,
sure.
It's neat to know that there were 4 Civil War soldiers that are actually born and lived in
this
place.
See, it all kind of comes around full circle for you, you know? I mean, it's like you were meant to be there. The Civil War, of course, started, 50, 60 years after the original tavern was built in 1804.
Correct.
So back in 1804, no photography.
No.
But the Civil War era, absolutely some photography, because it was the first photograph of war, if I'm not mistaken, right? Am I right?
Correct.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
So what would be really cool is if you could find any type of sketch, blueprints, documentation from 1804, and then obviously as the years, came by and went, they added on, like you said, the front porch. You can see when they did that.
Yeah.
So that's basically where your visual reference would start, would be the 1860s.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's phenomenal stuff. I mean, it is. It's almost like you were meant to be there. I mean, and I think when you move into an historical property like that, I had that same feeling in Garner at the S.K. Pierce Mansion. You know, there was an abandoned property for 20 years. Nobody lived there. And you could see where it needed all the work. And I did the best I could. It was like you got the feeling that you were supposed to be there.
That's true. And as I said, I alluded to it earlier. I said, I get the sense that I've died and gone to heaven.
Yeah.
Because it's really a joy to live there. And I'm able to experience that every single day. One of the things that I tried to do as an outreach, when I grew up as a kid, I grew up in Webster.
Mm-hmm.
And because when I was growing up, everybody sat on their parents or grandmother's front porch, and people would walk by and socialize. Now, we have an enormous front porch in a tavern. So I said to my wife, I said that people don't connect anymore.
Right.
And one of the things that I did a couple summers ago and has been very successful is we're going to start something called Wednesdays on the Porch, where every Wednesday night somebody will show up with a bottle of wine or a six-pack of beer and their favorite treat. And we just socialize and watch the sunset.
Yeah.
And there are times when we'll have 25 people on the front porch on a Wednesday evening.
That's great.
So
that's great.
It's a nice way to connect. And of course, we're sitting out on what was then the center of Dudley. In fact, it's still called Dudley Center. So it's a great way to connect.
Yeah, you're loving this. And I'm loving the fact that it's, and with your skill set too, it's not like you just hired some college kid to sit in the house and make sure that everything was good and nobody damaged anything and this and that. I mean, you're living, breathing, working. I mean, you're a woodworker. You know exactly what you need to do and to keep the place up and running. I tell you what, fortunate, very fortunate to have you in that capacity down there at the Black Tavern in Dudley. So congratulations on that. I really, I know that they appreciate it. I know the town appreciates it. But for you personally, boy, you couldn't have asked for better. Thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
All right, Ed, very fortunate to have a guy like Bob being able to do what he does in that capacity at the Black Tavern.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had caretakers before, and we've been fortunate that they've had a sincere interest in the building. But now to have somebody that I can call and say, Bob, I need a table.
Right.
You know, and I've been thinking about, and the minute I say that, everybody goes, oh, no, what now? But it changes enough that people come back in constantly and say, wow, that's different.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a different feel. And where did this come from? And so it's a revitalization. You have to go through those periods. You know, for a while there, you plateau out. You think right. It's done. And you know.
It's never done. Never, ever done. But that's a good point, too, because, Ed, if you think about it, if you were living there, it would be anywhere between 1804 and up through the Civil War period into, you know, the early 1940s or 1945, whatever the case may be, it would change. I mean, if it's a living, breathing museum, it would change. I mean, you know, the lady of the house would say, well, you know, I don't want this table anymore. I want to put this in this room. And things are always changing. And if you had stuff the same at all the time, you know, you wouldn't get that visual impact and it would take a little bit away from it. So you guys are doing this right. And I really applaud you on that. As far as the Historical Commission in Dudley goes, is this the project that you're working on? What else are you working on while we have you here?
Well, we do a lot of things, but we're about to launch a program to get national recognition for Dudley Hill, put it on the National Register.
Register. Sure.
And that'll be our focus for the next year. And it's because this is the historic heart of the town. Mm-hmm. And we were very fortunate that even though this was the beginning of the town and the main street at that point, the main street is no longer there.
Yeah.
It moved. And that saved this area. So we have a significant number of houses within a one-mile stretch. And we hope to have that listed as a district. That's our project.
This is not easy, what they're doing here. You think about it. I mean, a lot of red tape, a lot of paperwork, a lot of emails back and forth and trying to get things. Nothing's easy anymore, but it's a labor of love. And that's exactly what we're talking about here with the Black Tavern and Dudley. So Bob Duchar, I'm the living caretaker and historian, and Ed Bazinet, he's the chairman of the Historical Commission in Dudley. And we're going to go back to the guy. Ed, thanks a lot again for coming in. We're going to go back to the guy who started this conversation off this morning, the public relations person for the Black Tavern in Dudley, Chuck Squire. Chuck, I know that you have a lot of events planned at the Black Tavern in Dudley. So just going over what we have coming up.
Well, basically, every Thursday, I shouldn't say every Thursday. Thursdays are our open nights.
Okay.
So we try to utilize them. Once a month, we try to put on a program. For example, on the 15th of this month, we're going to have the Art of Maple Sugaring put on by the Blackstone Valley folks. We're going to have one of the park rangers come over and talk to us about that. All of our events, by the way, are free and open to the public. So anybody that wants to come is welcome.
That's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show this morning, because they are free. You're giving back to the town by doing what you're doing. And I just want to make that perfectly clear. It's not easy. You know, what they're doing it out of the labor of love. We already touched upon that this morning. But because these events are free to the public, what a great way to spend some time with the family.
And it's a great place to meet and greet. You know,
that's right.
As Bob said, the Wednesdays on the porch, I look forward to it every summer day, or every summer week, I should say. And it's just a lot of fun. We got a strawberry festival. Dudley always has a strawberry festival in June. This year it's the 21st, and that's actually sponsored by the Grange. But we like to help out, and again, we'll be open for viewing and tours and things like that during that time period.
Well, what I'm getting is the Grange and you guys are synonymous.
Well, it's all part of the historical center of Dudley.
Right.
It's just a fun place to be, and nobody knows about it, so that's why we're here.
They will now. They will now, I'm telling you right now. What's the website they can go to?
Okay, it's www.theblacktavern.com.
All right, theblacktavern.com. You can't forget that.
And we have a Facebook page.
What's the – okay.
So it's facebook.com/Black Tavern Historical Society.
And if you can't remember – theblacktavern.com or the Facebook, you could always get in touch with Ed down at the Historical Commission in Dudley as well. So, you know, I appreciate it. Is there a phone number that they can call if they have any other? Because not everybody has a computer. I know that.
508-943-8782.
All right, one more time on that, Chuck.
508-943-8782. Or you can email Bob at Bob Ducharme at theblacktavern.com.
All right. Very good. I appreciate all three of you gentlemen being in here this morning. Chuck Squire, Ed Bazinet, Bob Ducharme, part of the Black Tavern in Dudley, and making this place work and giving back to the town through history and learning. And the kids love it. And if you need a place that's a little bit different than what you were thinking of for any event that you might have coming up in your family, check it out. The Black Tavern. .com. At least give it a look, especially if you love history. And I appreciate all three of you guys being in this morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.